imagine that Jesus' Last Supper started out as a pretty intense gathering. The ongoing long-term stresses of survival under oppressive imperial rule, together with the punishing economic and unjust reality lived and directly experienced by all gathered around the table, would surely have taken a toll. Each of the disciples, including Judas and even Jesus, would surely have been feeling the effects of acute and chronic stress. That night, Jesus and his disciples would have felt the additional stress of anticipating the loss of the one they love the most, the one in whom is all their hope. Relentless, grinding stress, and now stress and grief. It's the kind of stuff you hold in your body, in your muscles, in your gut. It's the kind of stress that in the long term harms human health. It's the kind of punishing stress that can even ultimately take human life, as it still does today. On that night, on this last night, Jesus sat with his exhausted and weary friends so they might rest together, eat together, be together. And perhaps in response to their heightened anxiety, their tension, the fear, Jesus chooses a powerful way to show his disciples what love for another person can look like. He took care of them. Jesus washed their feet as an exquisite act of care, an embodied acknowledgement of the importance of care, especially in the hardest of times. Unlike food and shelter, no one needs a foot wash for survival. And so acts of care are often overlooked in favor of the purely practical, set aside until first all material needs have been met and all injustices eliminated. First things first. But the way we care and the way we are cared for has enormous bearing on the way we are able to live. Has bearing on our capacity to transform our lives in community and the society we share. It can even prove to be the difference between mere survival and more fully living when beaten down and worn out by unrelenting stress. Courage, creativity, endurance, hope, these can all be reignited by the care and love of another. Jesus gets down on the ground so he can gently care for his friends' tired and depleted bodies. He washes their feet. And with this care, Jesus honors his friends' emotional, spiritual, and physical condition. This loving gesture of care and attention was, I think, intended to soothe, to de-stress. Through this act of care, Jesus gives us an example of what loving one another can look like and feel like, perhaps even what it should look like, should feel like. Jesus washes his friends' feet and in doing so teaches us the importance of taking actual care of one another. Jesus isn't taking care of them so they can be productive later on in the service of a life-draining economic system. This act of care is an act of resistance to those demands of this world that would bring us only stress and death. We resist as we care for one another, as we boldly affirm that our love and care for one another has the power to transform. And we affirm this despite or in spite of the world's continued demands of us. I like to think Jesus was inspired by Mary, who in John's Gospel extravagantly poured out her fragrant perfume onto his feet before wiping them with her hair. I like to think Jesus was so moved, so affected by the care she took of him, as he felt the balm of her love for him deep in his soul, and he was able to continue to carry on to the end. And on this night, I imagine Jesus washes his friend's feet as a parent might embrace a child to soothe their worry, as a lover might place a hand in the small of their beloved's back as a steadying, reassuring presence, as a friend might make the time to sit with a buddy, even in silence, as a show of solidarity and togetherness. It's like this, I think, that Jesus wants us to love each other, not just in here, in our minds, where we think we love. He wants us to love actually out in the world, through the ways that we take care of one another. I think he wants us to show our love in the way we acknowledge and take care of each other's bodies for the whole self. It's by the way we care that our neighbor knows, and perhaps more importantly, feels that we are all bound together in community, a family of care and transformative love. We Christians, we're called to follow this example of Jesus, to follow the way he cared for his friends and to live in such a way that shows the world that we know all people, all life needs care. And all people and all life needs our love. And by this, Jesus says, by the ways we show our love to our neighbor and, just as importantly, by the ways our love is known and felt by those around us, by the world around us. By all this, Jesus says, everyone will know that we are his disciples.